I was a junior in high school. I almost got kicked off the team. I was a little rowdy back then. I guess I'm still a little rowdy now. But Coach Davis, man, he never gave up on me. And there's been a lot of people in my life who never gave up on me. Some of them in this building tonight.
That was Morgan Wallen addressing the chair-tossing incident for the first time since it happened a couple of weekends ago. He is expected to face a judge for that in about a week and a half. Wow, Taylor Swift tortured Poets Department, the most streamed album in a day, and Fortnite, the first release from it with Post Malone, was the most streamed song in a day. Oh, and there's a major diss to Kim Kardashian on there. The song is called Thank You, Amy, with the letters K, I, and M all capitalized. It seems one of Taylor's exes, Harry Styles, had a pretty serious stalker. This woman was arrested. She'll spend 14 months behind bars. Jon Bon Jovi is going to be a guest mentor for the final three on American Idol. Kevin Bacon visited the high school from Footloose for the 40th anniversary. The school, by the way, is going to be torn down after next month's graduation. Romance readers say Noah from The Notebook is the best boyfriend. As far as girlfriends, the best goes to Anastasia from 50 Shades of Grey. David Beckham suing Mark Wahlberg and his fitness company F45, saying he took him for $10 million. Beckham was a brand ambassador for the company in 2021. And finally, CBS says they're going to be cutting CSI Vegas and So Help Me Todd. That's your entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.